Okay, everybody, I want to welcome you back. It's Tony Martinez sitting here with my business partner, Sean Higgins, and we're going to jump right into the tax lien certificate investment information. And first of all, I think it's important that you understand specifically and exactly what exactly is a tax lien certificate. So, Sean, why don't you just start off with a definition of a tax lien certificate?
Thank you, Tony. A tax lien certificate is very simple. It is a first position lien on a property due to delinquent property taxes, okay? And like we talked about before, in over several thousand jurisdictions across the United States, once a property owner becomes 1 year delinquent on their property taxes, well, here's the thing, Tony. Do people fail to pay property taxes from time to time?
All the time.
Happens all the time. Now, here's a bigger question. Who needs that money?
Well, of course, the county, the community.
Exactly. The county needs that money probably now more than ever before. And so because of the way we're structured as a country, it really has a lot of rich history in this. Because of the way we're structured as a country, the county would have a conflict of interest if they were to benefit financially from this. So well over 200 years ago, actually before we even became a country, 100 years before we became a country.
And this is actually before there was any such thing as a stock market.
Yes, 100 years before there was a stock market. 100 years before there was the Wall Street stock market with Alexander Hamilton and all that good stuff setting up to try to finance the Civil War. So 100 years before that, they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. If somebody's delinquent on their property taxes, we will offer those up to the public. The public, you or me, Tony, or some of our students listening, could give the money to the county. The county would then give you a certificate that goes on file down the county courthouse. Now, let me stop just for a minute. You're not buying somebody's house with that, Tony. All Correct. They're doing is essentially lending the money to the county. Okay, the county, in return for getting this money, gives you the certificate, and now the money that's owed to the county plus the interest rate is still owed to the county, but you get that money in interest rate. Now, everybody listening, write that down. Write this down. This can be anywhere from 8% on the low side up to 50% on the high side, depending on the municipality. And most of the examples we're going to use throughout the CD series, we're going to stick with 18%. Annualized rate of return, but later on, Tony and I, in this CD right now, are going to talk about the difference between penalties and interest rates and what have you. Now, what happens is this, and when somebody comes in, when the property owner comes in to satisfy the delinquent taxes, they're satisfying it to the county, Tony. They do not know that somebody has bought a lien, because you buying the lien doesn't cause anything to happen. The Correct. Lien has already taken place. So the property owner goes to the county. They give the money to the county, plus the interest rate and penalty. The county sees that you, I'll give you as an example, Tony, are the lien holder of record. And by law, they'll cut you a check within 5 to 10 business days for that full dollar amount.
Right. And here's what's really important. What we want you guys to understand this point. Property tax liens are a first position lien on real estate due to delinquent property taxes. I saw an email literally within the past 3 or 4 days from one of our students asking this question. Well, how can it be a first position lien if there is a first mortgage on the property?
Which we'll get into. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So the first mortgage does not mean first lien. It's
exactly.
It's the first mortgage, not the first position lien. So just understand for right now, and we're going to get into more details on this. Just understand factually, tax lien certificates take precedence over all other liens, including the mortgage. So a tax lien certificate, once again, just to reiterate what Sean just mentioned, because we really want this to sink in, you have to get this now so that you'll understand everything clearly as we continue with the education. Tax lien certificates are a first position lien on real estate due to delinquent property taxes. And as Sean mentioned, 8% to all the way up to
50%. Well, here,
let me
throw that at you, Tony. Let's talk about the interest rate just for a minute. The interest rate on a tax lien certificate is like I said, 8% up to 50%. But why don't you explain the differences between getting an annualized rate of return as opposed to a penalty or what have you?
Right. So there's two ways the interest rate gets paid to you. There's an annualized rate of return, and then there's a flat penalty. So let me give you an example. In Iowa, tax lien certificates pay a guaranteed fixed rate of return of 24% interest per year. And that interest rate is annualized. So it's annualized over a 12-month period of time. So in essence, what's happening is that tax lien certificate is paying you 2% interest per month. So 2% interest per month for 12 months is 24% interest. So when you invest in a tax lien certificate, let's say in Iowa in January, and the property owner redeems in March, you earn 6% interest on your money, which is still a 24% annualized interest rate.
And everybody listening right now, if you're going to be there with us live, we're going to spend some time on it also. But you know, it's actually a pretty tough concept to get people to understand. Some people, and you know, again, everybody's at different levels. We're assuming in this CD series, this is you're brand new at this and you don't know anything on this. This is very important for you to understand. Everybody's at different levels. So, you know, please don't skip any of this thinking, oh, I already know what that is, because we have to go with an annualized rate of return. I can't sit here and say, well, that one redeemed in 4 months. So reality, that was, you know, 1800% on your, I mean, we got to stick with it. I don't care. We're assuming you take that money and reinvest it right back into the market. That's why you'll get your annual rate of return of 18% or whatever it might be.
And as Sean mentioned, we're going to go through some everything from basic fundamentals to more advanced strategies throughout the CDs. We're assuming right now, we don't know where you came from or how you acquired this program. So we're assuming you don't know anything about investing in tax lien certificates right now. So that's an annualized rate of return. Now, there are other states that offer a flat penalty. And the way the flat penalties work, so let me give you an example of a flat penalty state that offers 20% interest flat penalty. So you have we just did an example of 24% annualized.
Right.
And now we're looking at 20% flat penalty. So in a flat penalty state, when you invest in a tax lien certificate in a flat penalty state, you invest in a tax lien certificate in January. Let's say the property owner redeems in January, you get the full 20% penalty in January. So there's obviously some advantages at times in flat penalty states.
And we'll explain why later on.
Right.
When you see a penalty, that's going to send up other flags, positive flags. That's going to send up other indicators that there's something else going on in that market. Again, we're at the very beginning of this.
Yeah, we're just laying out some basic fundamentals right now. So don't start making judgment calls and thinking, well, shoot, I have to go to only penalty states. Not true.
Not true, yeah.
You
have to listen to the rest of the CD series.
There's great strategies for flat penalty states, and there's equally lucrative strategies for annualized interest rate states. So we'll get into the details and the nuances throughout the CD training. And then so that's how the interest rates work. And then the next thing is the redemption period. Sean, why don't you talk a little bit about how the redemption periods work and what the redemption periods are?
Good deal. You know, redemption period is very simple, okay? What the county says is this. Look, and this was what makes, Tony, tax lien certificates such an awesome investment for everybody, such a win-win all the way around. The bottom line is this. When somebody's delinquent on their property taxes, it literally cannot be offered up to the public for up to 1 year. So the person's been late 1 year, and then what the county or the state is the one that sets the redemption period. The state legislator will say, okay, now we're going to give them some more time, and whatever that is. In some states, it's as low as 6 months, and some states, it's as long as 3 years. There are different circumstances for different areas and different types of sales, which we'll get into later. But what a redemption period, let's just use 1 year. That means that person has got 1 year to come in and pay the back taxes plus any penalties. And if they don't, you or I can start the foreclosure process, or even the county can, depending on what it is. So really what that's doing is that's kind of like a last call, if you will. This is, you know, the flare guns are going off, SOS. Okay, now we're really, really, really serious about this. You're going to have X number of time, 1 year.
It's a grace period.
Right? It is a grace period.
Just like If you're delinquent on your car note, there's a grace period. If you're delinquent on your...
The grace period on your car note is 4 days.
Right.
You know, there's nothing else out there. There's actually a lot of benefit to the property owner in this, because you name another strategy out there that'll give them some kind of a grace period like that.
It's three years?
Well, it doesn't exist. So we'll talk about that later. And the other thing that I talked about is going to the county building to purchase these things. And Tony, what I want you to do is talk about... You know, there are a lot of different types of auctions out there that we can get into in detail. I mean, gosh, there's just so much to this investment strategy.
Right.
But I want you to go over the three, redemption period. I got that covered. Let's talk about the auctions. What would somebody expect? Your core basic. What can they expect?
Well, and you bring up a good point. We want you guys to understand that there are multiple strategies within, multiple tactics within this one strategy of investing in tax certificates. And yes, going to auction
is one.
Is a strategy.
But we're giving you some broad brushstrokes here. Remember that.
And even going to online auctions is a strategy. Mm-hmm. And then investing from home over the counter is a strategy. So right now we're going to talk to you a little bit about how auctions work. And there's basically three main types of auctions. If you physically show up to a tax certificate sale. And the first type of auction is called bid down the interest rate. And very, very quickly, very simply, the way the bid down the interest rate works is this. Let's say you're in a state that offers a interest rate on their tax certificates of 18% interest per year. Typically the auctioneer, everyone's gonna have a bidder number, and the auctioneer will bid down the interest of that interest rate in 0.25% increment. So they'll open the bid at 18%, and then the auctioneer will ask, will anyone take it for 17.75, 17.5, 17.25, 17, 16.75, 16.5. And the person willing to accept the lowest interest rate is the successful bidder. And so that's the bid down the interest rate. The second type of auction that we see out there.
Let me back up here, Tony. This is really important to understand. The property owner is still responsible for the full interest rate. So, you know, for those of you who think that you can go in there and be late on your taxes and bid it down.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know, the property owner is responsible for that full dollar amount.
Right.
It's what you, the investor, this gives it fair competition for everybody out there to have access, which actually is going to dictate the reason why this is such a good investment for the individual like you and I, because of that process, Tony, this eliminates the big time investor from taking advantage of just going in there and buying everything.
Right.
They are no different than you and I. They've got to come in individually and buy these things. So very, very important to understand. They can't just take over a market.
Right. Okay, so that's bid down the interest. And the second type of auction is called a premium bidding auction. And in a premium bid auction, what you're doing is you're actually bidding up the price of the tax lien certificate. The difference is when you bid above the price of the tax lien, that premium you lose. So what they do is they bid it up in $1 increments. For example, let's say you're in a market where it's an 18% interest rate and the price of the tax lien is $1,000. Typically, the way the auction will go is something like this: $1, $2, $3, $4. And really, what you're bidding, what that $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 increment is being bid is $1 above the $1,000 mark.
Right. And you're not getting that money back.
So what happens is, in a premium bid state, you actually lose the premium, meaning that money does not come back to you. You only earn interest on the $1,000. So what's happening is, let's say you have a $1,000 tax lien and you pay $10 premium. So really what you're doing is you're investing $1,010, understanding that you're not going to get the $10 back. And so what you're doing is
that would have reduced your interest rate by 1%.
You're effectively reducing your interest rate, because if you're earning 18% interest on your money, you're going to get $180 back, but you already spent $10, so you actually got $170 back. So in effect, that's a 17% interest rate. So what we do in a premium bid situation is we determine in advance what's the minimum interest rate we're willing to accept on a tax lien, and then with a very basic calculation figure out what's the maximum premium I can pay to get that interest rate in a premium bidding situation. There's a second type of premium bidding. And the second type of premium bidding is you don't lose your interest rate, or you don't lose the premium. And as you bid the tax-exempt certificate up, you actually earn interest on the entire amount. Mm-hmm. We'll talk, again, these are some basic fundamentals, and we'll talk more about those a little bit later on in the CD program. The third type of auction is called rotational bidding. And unfortunately, we don't see a whole lot of rotational bidding. I think it would solve a lot of challenges in the competition at some of the auctions. The way rotational bidding works is this, is everyone has a bidding number. And there's a couple of different ways. I'll explain one way that we've seen them recently. And all they do is they go around the room and they'll say, bidder number one, would you like or pick any tax lien on the page? Bidder number two, pick any tax lien on the page. Bidder number three, pick any tax lien on the page. And they rotate around the room until all the tax liens are acquired. The second way I've seen a rotation bidding go, and it's a long process and it doesn't make sense, and I don't know that anyone's doing it now, but they used to a long time ago, and again, I'm telling you about it just because it's a basic fundamental and you may run into it, is everyone would have a bidder number, and the auctioneer would say, bidder number one, would you like tax lien number one, yes or no? And the person would say, no. Bidder number two, would you like tax lien number one? Yes or no? And they would go around the room until all the tax liens were acquired, which just takes too long. Typically, those were much smaller auctions that they did those in. So those are the three main types of auctions if you're going to physically go to a tax lien certificate sale. So we've covered interest rate. We've covered redemption periods. Or grace periods, and we've covered the types of auctions that there are.
And just so everybody understands, as we get into this, you know, Tony, like we're saying, we're getting fundamentals. We will get into different strategies with auctions, how your money needs to be available for that. So don't worry about that right now. You have to be speaking the same language we are before we can continue on with this.
Right.
So we're getting some basics out of the way so we can get into some hypothetical situations. Yeah, so we want to talk about that right now?
Yeah, so what we want to do is just kind of go through a basic example of how a tax lien certificate, how the tax lien certificate process works.
Let me tackle that one, Tony.
Sure.
You know, you've got three people involved when you're looking at a tax lien, and we'll talk about the difference between tax lien and deed later on. Let's just keep our language real simple here in the beginning. You've got three individuals with a tax lien certificate. You've got a property owner, you've got the county, and you've got the investor. Those are three individuals. So let's just use an example where you've got a property owner. Let's just say that the particular county is paying 18%. Just, you know, keep the numbers even and simple. You've got a property owner here named Steve. Steve has a house with a fair market value of $250,000. All right, so let me go through this example. In this hypothetical, we're going to have three people participating, I guess you are entities, if you will. You've got the county, you've got a property owner, and you've got the investor. Now, Tony, for this example, I'm going to make you the investor.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got a property owner here in a county. Let's say the interest rate is 18%. Again, we're going to use that number just for examples throughout this CD series. So, you know, in a hypothetical situation, annualized rate of return. So let's say there's a property owner that has a property that has an FMV. Now, again, for those of you who don't understand, FMV stands for fair market value of, say, $250,000. That's a fair market value. They owe $1,800 in property taxes, and let's say there's a mortgage on the property of a couple of $100,000. Kind of irrelevant right now, but I think it's important to throw that in there. What happens, Tony, is this. Once the property owner becomes 1 year delinquent on the property taxes, the county has the opportunity to say, okay, enough's enough. We're going to go ahead and offer that to people in the general public. Now, this is really important to understand. You, as an investor, can't come to the county knowing the property owner is delinquent.
Right.
So if you're sitting there thinking about your neighbor that you know is, you know, you can't do that. They've got to sit there and go, okay, it's been delinquent for 1 year. Now's the time. There's a cycle for this, and we'll get into that in more detail later on. So what happens is, Tony, is you will put up the money for that delinquent property taxes, in this case, $1,800. Okay, you put the money up. Now, let me tell you, you're not giving the money to the property owner. This is important. Okay, you're dealing with the county at all times, you're dealing with the county. So, you give this $1,800 to the county. In return for putting up that money, the county is going to give you a tax lien certificate. And that's a little old-fashioned term. I mean, that's, you and I have been doing it for 20 years, Tony. They actually used to give you a certificate, and now it's either an email or whatever the case is. But we're going to stick with some basic term. They give you a tax lien certificate that's bearing an interest rate, in this case, 18%. Okay, now you're not giving the money to the property owner. This is very important. You're never dealing with the property owner. And the county is going to do a majority of the work for you. And that's when, in return, they give you this tax lien certificate. Now, this is where it gets interesting. When the property owner comes down to the county to pay out, no, back up. The property owner actually, in this case, I'm going to say 99.9999% of the time, doesn't even know a tax lien certificate is sold on their property, because it doesn't really matter. They owe the money to the county anyways. The action of you, Tony, coming into the county didn't cause anything to happen.
Correct.
You just took over the money or the position from the county. So the county can utilize that money. Now, what does the county need that money for?
Everything.
You got schools, bridges, fire department, on and on and on. And right now, I think they need that money probably more than ever in our country's history. So they're saying, okay, we'll deal with that. So the property owner comes in to pay off their property taxes, not really because there's a tax, it's because they owe the property taxes.
Right.
Okay. And when they put up the money to the county processes that, and they see that, Tony, you are the lien holder of record. And what will happen at that point, by law, the county will issue your investment back of, in this case, $1,800 plus the 18% within 5 to 10 business days. Now, think about that. Are you happy with that investment?
Absolutely.
You're making 18% of your money.
Right.
Think about what right now is a bank paying. What right now is the stock market average? You don't have no green arrows, no red arrows, no none of that stuff. I mean, if you go to a bank right now and open up a one-year CD, I guarantee you're going to be making at least 400% more. I don't know when you're listening to these CDs right now. I'm talking about a CD in a bank, a certificate of deposit, not a CD-ROM, okay? It's embarrassing what they're doing right now. But in reality, you know, you're 4 or 5. We've seen as much as 2,000%
more.
Well,
here's the reality. At 18% or 24% or 36%, it doesn't matter if you were listening to these CDs 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or if you listen to them 30 years from today.
That's backed up by law.
It will always kick the bank's butt.
Yeah,
it will always kick the stock market's butt.
Right.
It will always kick mutual funds' butt.
Right. Period. Yeah, there is no I've never seen any Morningstar where they say the average return on this has been 18%
right.
for 200 years.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting it. It's the law, and we're going to get into that in a minute, okay? So what happens is, of course, Tony, you're really happy. You get your money back over there, and everybody listening right now is going, okay, that's great, but what if the property owner doesn't pay?
Right.
Now, this is really important, Tony, and I, you know, we're going to talk about the redemption periods here real briefly, because that's how it works.
Right.
Okay, so in this case scenario, we're going to use a one-year redemption period, okay? So in other words, the property owner will have 1 year from the day you buy it, Tony. They'll have 1 year to come in and satisfy the $1,800 plus the 18%. If they don't come in with one year, again, it's no big deal. I want you to do in this case is call the county. Say, hey, property owner has failed to pay off the property taxes. As you can see, I'm the lien holder of record, and I would like to go ahead and exercise my legal right to foreclose on this property. Okay, and when you foreclose on the property, there is a process. But I want you to talk about the law that's involved here, Tony.
Right.
I mean, there's an actual statute that talks about this, and this is very important to understand. And this is where we're going to talk about how this is first position over everything.
Right. And this is critical, because it's the law that actually lays out the process.
Right.
It's the law that our whole process, what Sean and I do. The law has dictated the sequence of events that happen. And so, as Sean mentioned, all you're doing is following the rules of the law, and you initiate the foreclosure process because payment was not made in the prescribed grace period.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what the statute, this is, I'm reading you the actual property tax code. And the property tax code states that the tax lien takes priority over the claim of any person whose property is encumbered by the tax lien and over the claim of any holder of a lien on the property, whether or not the lien existed before the attachment of the tax lien.
Now, let me stop for a second. There's two words that Tony used in there, any and any.
Right.
And there's no ambiguity with the word any.
If you've ever read statutes, when there's an exception, the exceptions are spelled out in the law. It would say any person except. It doesn't say there are no exceptions. When it comes to the property tax code, there are no exceptions. And so what they're saying is that it takes priority over the claim of any holder of a lien, and it doesn't matter. Time is not of issue here. It doesn't matter if there was a mortgage first and a tax lien second. Even time doesn't dictate precedence. The law dictates what takes precedent. And so what they're saying is it's a first position lien. Without exception, it's black and white. There's no gray area in the law. Other liens are junior to the property tax lien.
And another way to look at this, Tony, is you got to look at a piece of property. I mean, how long have they been collecting property taxes in the United States? And the oldest tax lien certificate that we've ever seen documented was in New York. And that was, 1698, I think it is. Right. I think we even found one dated 1893. This was in Virginia.
Yep.
In fact, Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, our third president, came very close to losing Monticello for failure to pay property taxes. And my point is this. It's not just the history behind it, but really, truly, how long has that property owed property taxes? Well, longer than you and I have been there.
Right.
So you could go in and buy this house that we're talking about, this hypothetical house. You could put a mortgage on it. And the way I like to look at it is the tax lien certificate is always there. You just don't see it until you don't pay it. And when you don't pay it, by statute that you just read, it pops up and takes a superior position to all other liens and encumbrances, including the mortgage on it.
Right.
So that's how that works. We're going to get back to the bank in just a minute.
Yeah. So let me finish reading the property tax code. And again, I'm reading this word for word. And again, once you've initiated the process with the county where they're going to issue you title to the property,
right.
It goes on to say this petition, this is because you have to, by law, what the county has to do, they have to send a certified letter to all the other lien holders, giving them a 60-day window in which to come in and satisfy the tax lien. So that petition serves as notice to the interested parties that foreclosure process has been commenced, and foreclosure will result in the loss of ownership of the property and all rights of all interested parties. What that means is all other liens junior to the property tax lien get wiped clean and extinguished from the property. How? Because it's the law states that. So it doesn't say will result in the loss of ownership of the property and all rights of some interested parties. It says all rights of all interested parties. So the law is black and white. There are absolutely no gray areas and no exceptions in the property tax law. When you invest in a tax lien certificate, one of two things happen. When the property owner redeems, in this case study, you earn 18% interest on your money. If for some reason the property owner did not redeem, you'd own the property free and clear of all liens and encumbrances for the price of
including
the mortgage, for the price of 1 year's back taxes and penalties. You'd own the property for a couple of $1,000s.
Now, let me reiterate this. In this case study that we're just looking at, hypothetically, in this deal, Tony, you had put $1,800 up for this property. It had a fair market value of $250,000. So if they hadn't come in within the 1 year amount of time, you could have foreclosed on properties using the statutes that we just talked about and ended up with a $250,000 property free and clear of all liens and encumbrances, including the $200,000 mortgage I talked about, for just the back taxes. Now, obviously, we would call that a good real estate deal, but let's stop here just for a minute. Let's get real. Let's put ourselves in the homeowner's position just for a minute. We'll get to the bank in a minute. Don't you think, Tony, that some way, somehow, they're going to figure out a way to pay off the delinquent taxes.
Well, the answer is, well, I mean, if let's put it this way. If we took every homeowner listening to this CD set and we sat them in front of us and said, listen, let's pretend your home is worth $250,000. Let's pretend you owe $1,800 and you have 1 year to come up with the $1,800 or you lose your
$250,000 home.
Wouldn't you some way, somehow come up with the money? Yeah. And every homeowner is going to go, absolutely, I'll figure it out.
And one of the reasons we want to reiterate this is because the whole foreclosure craze that's happened over the few years, you know, you've seen a, Tony, you and I have seen a couple of cycles with that. But people, this doesn't, it's not something that happens overnight. Remember, they were delinquent a year. We gave a year. In this case scenario, we used a redemption period of 1 year. So it's not like, honey, I forgot to pick up the milk. And oh, by the way, we're losing our house next month, the property taxes. I mean, this is a process that, I mean, no.
Yeah, you know, it's two years and 2 months.
Exactly.
That they've had to pay $1,800.
Exactly. So somehow, some way, they're going to figure out a way to do that. And let's say for whatever reason they don't. And we're going to talk more about that later. The probably the biggest stumbling block for our listeners right now is the bank.
Go back up real quick. Mm-hmm. So we know for a fact the property owner is going to pay on this 99.99% of the time.
Boo-hoo. I got 18%.
Exactly. Right? So in essence, you're getting a guaranteed 18%
return on
money. Yeah,
very good point, Tony. I don't want to glaze over this. So my point is the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you get your investment back plus the 18%. That's the downside. That's the Christmas party when you're talking to your friends and you're going, yeah, it's been a tough year. I only made 18%,
right.
You know? Or the upside is you get the property free and clear. Very good point, Tony. But let's talk about the bank for a minute because this really, really throws our students for a curve. And I really want to put this to rest right here, right now. Let's talk about the bank. For a moment, I'm going to make you now the bank, Tony.
Okay.
So if you're the bank, okay, and you have a $200,000 mortgage against this property, don't you think you would have an interest in this thing not being foreclosed on and you being wiped out?
Well, absolutely.
Right, yeah. And the law is very clear. In order for the person to foreclose on this property, they would have to notify everybody that's got a financial interest, including the mortgage company. And the mortgage companies know this. Okay, it's the law. They know this. This isn't something that they get surprised on. They know that if somebody fails to pay their property taxes, they are jeopardizing their position. So in this case scenario, a certified letter is going to go out to the bank. The bank's going to get it and say, wow, you know, somebody hasn't been paying their property taxes on it. First thing they're probably going to do is call the property owner and say, hey, what's going on? You know, and the property owner could say, hey, I'm out of town. I forgot. I was on vacation. I got kids going to college. I don't know. There could be a number of different things. But think about this for a minute. If you were the bank and you got this notification, Tony, and the property owner, for whatever reason, didn't have the means to satisfy this, what would you do?
Paying it. I mean, if I'm the bank, I'm paying it because I'm not going to lose.
Plus the 18%.
I have to.
You have to, otherwise you lose it. So as the investor of the tax lien certificate, that person wouldn't care who paid. They don't actually even know who pays it.
Right.
Because the county's owed the money. And as soon as that money is paid off, again, the process is exactly the same. Whether Aunt Sally comes and pays off that or you know, the banker comes in and pays it off. Within 5 to 10 business days, the county processes that money. You get a check back in the mail with your initial investment plus the 18%, and everybody goes away. But I want to make it very, very clear. If the bank does not come in and protect their position, there is no ambiguity here. They lose their position on the property, and you as the lien holder will end up with that property, Tony, free and clear of all liens and encumbrances, eliminating that mortgage on the property. So you own it free and clear.
Yeah,
that's own it free and clear.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that are going to happen. I know that's pretty exciting for everybody. You're getting to that point, but you need to understand that is the way it works for all investing in tax lien certificates and the deeds, which we'll get to later on. Tony, it literally is that simple. There is no gray area. It's black and white. You either get the property back or you get the high interest rate and, you know, all the banks and everything else. But one of the things that I really want to talk about.
When you say that, though, Sean, I think it's important to let people know that there are risk factors, right?
Oh, yeah. And we'll cover the risk factors later on. But one of the things I want to talk about, the purity of the investment. I mean, you can't just go out there and buy a bunch of tax lien certificates without doing research. And we've got a whole CD on that if you're going through that. But there's a timeline here. But literally, if you do what we tell you to do, it literally is that black and white. But let's talk. I really, really want to emphasize the purity of this investment. Okay, so the way I want to look at that is this. I mean, you know, think about it, Tony. There is nothing on the planet, and you and I have traveled everywhere in the world. Okay, we've taught tax lien certificates to people all over the world. Some of you are listening to these CDs, you know, driving in Sydney, Singapore, you know, London, South Africa, you know, Brazil, whatever, right now, listening to these, just shaking your head. Yeah, okay. But we haven't found it. And we've always had the challenge. If you know of a safer and more lucrative investment opportunity, not only tell us, teach us, and we'll change our investment strategy. And to this date, we haven't found that. But I want to talk about also the responsibility here of what you're doing as an investor, because, you know, everybody gets into all this green investing and, oh, we're going to invest in only companies that do X number Y. You don't have any control of that. Okay, let's just get real with each other. It may make you feel good to say it's made with recycled, but let's talk about this just for a minute. There is nothing more pure on an investment level because you're helping so many people out, Tony. Let's talk about that
for a little bit. Yeah, again, we want you guys to understand, and again, every time someone, again, these are uninformed tax lien certificate investors or uninformed future tax lien certificate investors, people who are doing research on tax liens, no one out there explicitly explains specifically why tax lien certificates are a socially responsible investment vehicle.
And everybody wins.
And more so than anything else out there, more so than stocks in the stock market, more so than mutual funds. And I want, what we want you to understand right now is we want you to understand your role as a tax lien certificate investor.
And let me tell you why this is important, because, you know, most of you listening have probably read something in the newspaper or somewhere else out there on a subject that you know intimately. You may be even an expert in that, and you look and you go, what the heck are they talking about? And Tony and I, over the years, over the last 20 years, can't tell you how many times we've seen somebody in some major publications out there that have written, I mean, we're talking worldly famous, worldwide famous publications that had no clue what they were talking about, yet wrote the article as if they knew what was going on with tax lien certificate. And, you know, personally, I think it's embarrassing that they would do something like that, but it's a fact. They do. So I want you to understand exactly, Tony and I want you to understand exactly what the role of the investor is.
Right. And because I believe you guys understand this right now. You know, what's the purpose of a tax lien certificate? And there's a different role. There's your role to the property owner. There's your role to the county. And then there's your role to the entire community.
As a whole.
As a whole, at large. Mm-hmm. And first of all, let's talk about why does the county need property tax dollars? What does the county, why is it vital?
Well, the number one thing that the county uses this money for, everybody, I want you to hear this. You know, what is it? 55 to 65% of all property taxes go towards education. That is the reason property taxes were started originally, you know, before we even became a country. We didn't have a monarchy or somebody that was taxing people. So this is the only way they could think of it logically. We had the Puritans coming over here, and it was very important to have an education system in this country. So the number one thing is education.
And let's talk about everything that property tax dollars are used for. Ambulance services, hospitals,
police departments,
libraries, fire departments, parks and recreation departments. 100, understand, this is critically important. 100%, when you invest in a tax lien certificate, 100% of your investment dollar goes to benefit all of these agencies. 100% of your investment dollar makes your community a safer place to live, makes your education system a better education system, makes your community a safer, nicer place to live.
And so the reason we talk about the purity of this is if you don't like what that community is doing, then don't buy a tax lien there. I mean, it's nothing more evident than what that county is doing.
Let's talk about this. When you place, let's say you had $1,000, mm-hmm. right? You had $1,000 to invest, and you placed your $1,000 into the stock market. How many communities or how many services
are you
did it benefit?
Yeah.
None. These are services that directly benefit you and your family and your friends.
Right.
Not indirectly, but directly. Police departments, hospitals, fire departments, schools, ambulance, schools,
special
libraries,
education, special the whole nine yards. I mean, and then here's, I mean, just when you said that about the stock market, I've got this image of somebody sitting there, you know, buying a stock, and they're not sitting there going, "I just did good." They're hoping, and this is the crazy thing, they're hoping they're going to do good financially. And when you're buying a tax lien certificate, not only are you doing good financially, you're doing good by your community. And again, you name another investment that's going to do that.
Right, exactly. So that's why the county, why it's so important that the county collects property tax dollars, is to make our communities a better place to live, make our communities a safer place to live, make our educations better for our children. And so that's why it's vital, and that's why we have a tax lien certificate investment process. But what I want to talk about next is what the role you play to the property owner. Mm-hmm. There is a myth that exists, and if you've talked to anybody about investing in tax lien certificates, at least one person has brought this up. Oh, you're taking advantage
of the property
of people who can't afford to pay the property taxes. You're taking advantage of people who are having financial trouble. And that's exactly the opposite of what a tax lien certificate investment does.
Tony, I even saw an article where the author of the article in a major, worldwide major newspaper said that the tax lien investors were charging usury rates, when in fact the tax lien investor is not the one that sets the rate. The rate and the penalty has already been established by the state legislator. The county is already charging that. They just want their money. They don't even want the interest rate. They're willing to give it to you, the investor, because they need this money that desperately. And the fact that you are there to put up that money is the reason the property owner gets the extended period of time.
Exactly.
Stop making a credit card payment, Tony. Right. When do they cut that off? Well, making a car payment, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. And let's talk about that, because think about this. If the property owner, if the county did not offer a tax lien certificate on their property,
right,
what's the only way, option. Yeah. What's the only other option that the county would have to collect the money they need to exist?
They'd have to foreclose and take the property.
They'd have to take the property,
just like a bank would right now, yep.
Exactly. So the counties would have to act like banks and take people's properties from them if they didn't offer a tax lien certificate. So we step in as a tax lien certificate investor, and you guys listening,
I'm almost acting as a buffer, if you will.
Well, but buffer, you're a silent investor,
right?
You're actually a silent angel investor. The property owner doesn't know you put up the money, but in essence, what you did, you literally lent the property owner. You paid their taxes for them.
Right.
You stepped in as that intermediary, mm-hmm. as a silent angel investor, and because you put the money up, they get to stay in their home. Not only do they get to stay in their home a couple of months, in certain counties, they get to stay in their home an extra year.
Two, 3 years.
3 years. I mean, if you're in certain states, you've actually bought that homeowner 3 years' time because you're a tax lien certificate investor. So,
where the county's only choice in that situation would have been, Tony, to foreclose.
To take their property now.
So the county's benefit, the property owner's benefit, everybody's winning.
Well, and think about it. What drives me nuts is when a person says, you're taking advantage of the property owner. Now, wait a minute. If you look at the circle of creditors, right?
All right.
If we lined them all up, if you're a bank, how fast is the bank able to foreclose and take someone's property? It's called 90 days.
Right.
Let's say if you went delinquent on your car loan, how fast, if you stop making
your car...
They even
make movies about that, Tony. Repo Man.
Yeah. Seriously, if you stopped paying on your car right now, 30 days later, they're going to come pick it up. Yeah. Right? Stop making your credit card payments.
Well, we all seen the Bourne Identities and the James Bond movies. I mean, how do they get somebody on the run, they immediately go, I remember there just recently a James Bond movie where they stopped all of his credit instantly so he couldn't get access to travel around the world instantaneously.
Right.
And I mean,
if you don't make a credit card payment, it'll be about 30 to 45 days later and your card will cease to exist.
That many days? Usually my 30 to 45 hours later.
Right. Even your utilities. If you stop paying on your utilities, 30 to 60 days later, you will have no more utilities. So all of it, don't pay your cable bill. And how long will they go? 30 to 60 days. So everyone will give you a month or 2 month grace period. The only one in the creditor equation, mm-hmm. that will give you 3 years is a tax lien certificate investor.
Without any action being
taken, no action whatsoever, and not one nick on your credit. We don't even nick your credit.
Now, here's the other thing that a lot of people will say that are a little more advanced that are listening to this. Yeah, but Tony, Sean, didn't you say that there's a way that you can go instantly and get the property? And yeah, we're going to talk about tax deeds later on, but understand that that process is at the end of the tax lien process.
Yeah,
that property owner has already been delinquent 5 years before you and I get to that process and make that happen.
And 99% of those properties were not primary residents. Yeah. They were a rental property.
Well, let me ask you this question. Tony, you and I have both bought tax liens together. We bought them separately. How many times have we ever gotten a property tax lien certificate where we foreclosed on the property, where the property owner actually lived in the property?
Or is it primary residence?
Yeah.
None.
Zero. Absolutely zero times.
But and let me tell you something. Properties, how about this? Condos, townhouses, single family residential homes.
Yeah.
You name any type of rental property, commercial type of property,
real estate.
That's what's available. But you're not, you're just not taking a person's primary residence.
Let's throw this back up though. What if one of our students did get a property back where the property owner was living in the property? Listen, if somebody loses their property to a couple of years back taxes, financially speaking, they're not in a very good position. So obviously, we don't want to kick anybody while they're down, Tony.
Okay. Exactly.
What I would recommend immediately, if you're ever in that situation, call us up. First of all, we'll walk you through this process, but let me real briefly go over it. I do is contact the property owner immediately. Let them know you're in no danger of kicking them out of the property and work out some kind of rental, 6 month rent to own, exactly, using their monthly payment as a down payment to purchase back the property. Now, again, let's go back. Did the property owner win?
Yes.
Did the county win?
Absolutely.
And did the investor win?
Absolutely.
So you get a three-way win situation all the way around. There is no scenario. No scenario that you can throw at Tony and I right now where everybody doesn't win in this situation. And let me just speak, what happens when the property owner does? So what if it's an investment property they lost? You know what? Enough's enough.
After
being delinquent for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, come on. The community needs the money.
And 99% of the time, it's an absentee owner. They're nowhere to be found anymore. Review your role as a tax lien certificate investor. Your role to the property owner is obviously as a silent angel investor. You step in and you buy them an extra year.
It's great analogy. Year, great
three
analogy.
Years, right? And that's your role to the property owner. Your role to the county is you're a non-silent. You're still an angel investor because they need the money desperately. Without that investment dollar, they can't exist. And so for your role to the county is you're a non-silent angel investor, and your role to the community is this. Think about it. Look at a park and recreation department. Look at libraries. Look at school systems. Look at fire departments.
Emergency services of any kind.
Emergency services, police departments. What your role is your role is to make, by investing in tax lien certificates, you're making our local communities a better place to live. Tax lien certificates truly are an extremely beneficial, socially responsible investment vehicle, more so than anything else out there. And again, if you place that same money into a mutual fund, let me ask you a question. Did you help out anybody who was in financial trouble?
Nope. The broker. They charge you a commission on it. They don't even make you money.
You're not helping out anyone who's in financial trouble. With tax liens, you are. You're not providing any vital services.
Wait. What about the banks that need the bailout? You're helping them out.
Yeah, exactly my point. And again, you're making local, you're direct, and this is not an indirect impact.
You know exactly where you're investing that money.
It's a direct, you're directly impacting local communities all across the United States of America. So we just want you to understand. So what we were able to accomplish in this CD is this, give you a great overview of the process and how it works, give you a great overview of understanding interest rate, redemption periods, auction process, understanding the law and how it dictates your profitability, And then also helping you understand your role, how it's a true win-win-win situation for every single person involved. So it's a way for you to make a fortune by investing in tax-exempt certificates and have a positive impact on individuals who are having financial trouble and have a positive impact on all local communities across the United States.
Excellent. Excellent point, Tony. I'm glad you brought that up. Here's the other thing. We're going to wrap up here, but I want to talk about our next CD that's coming up. Hopefully, you're slating your time to do this and you're not trying to listen to them all at once and say, I'm going to listen to them seven times in a row for 3 days straight. But your next one, just so you can get excited about what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about some of the risk factors involved, what happens if different things go on. We're going to get a little more into the bidding process, annual versus the penalties, how many liens are available out there, and we're also going to show you how to do them in the comfort of your own home. Also, one of the most important things that I'm very passionate about is how do you do these in your retirement account effectively. One of the things that Tony and I have developed over the last 20 years, and this is passion of mine, this is a hobby of mine, and I finally, with Tony and another partner, we came up with a way that you can have a retirement account that you control, you manage, you're the trustee, there is no cost, no chargebacks, no fees from any administration, from the government whatsoever, and you can actually use your retirement money to buy tax lien certificates and make all that money tax-free or deferred or whatever it might be.
And some of the other training that we'll be doing on the upcoming CDs is we're going to walk you step-by-step through the entire research process. We're going to also, in addition to walking you step-by-step through the entire research process, we're going to get into more specific details if you want to invest in tax lien certificates only. Specifically how that strategy works. If you want to get the property back every single time, we're going to teach you that strategy as well.
Absolutely.
So until next time, wishing you all the best.
Thank you.